Oh, you mentioned the controversy about node negative, HER2 positive tumors, particularly, I guess, between, up to 1 centimeter. I'm seeing a lot of these people who are getting treated with trastuzumab based on the thinking that the prognosis is much worse in this subset than the overall, less than 1 centimeter subset. Is that your take?
Yeah, I mean, I agonize about all of those cases, and you have to really individualize. And I see a young population. So when you see a 40-year-old with an 8-millimeter HER2-positive tumor, and you hope she lives to 80, I believe at this time her biggest risk to her survival is her breast cancer. It's different if the patient is 75 or 80, and has comorbid problems. But I think it's something that we don't completely know, and there are side effects to our treatment. And I think that it would be nice if there was a trial designed in that subset of meter group of patients. It would need to be a very large trial to show a benefit.